Hi there, and welcome to Storytown Radio, where we share stories from folks in our corner of Appalachia. Broadcast from Jonesboro, Tennessee, the storytelling capital of the world. Storytown is a bi-monthly production of the McKinney Center's Story Initiative. This week, listen to Voices of the Archive, a series where we choose a story to share from our local interview archives. Tell them you heard it through the grapevine, around the water cooler, or straight from the horse's mouth. From apple butter to ghost encounters, you can learn just about anything from the people here in East Tennessee. So stick around and listen in as they tell their stories. Happy February! In honor of Valentine's Day, today's stories are all about love, crushes, and first dates. We'll hear Judy Rogers, Tim Heron, and Virginia Causey answer the question, how did you first meet your partner? First up, we have Judy, interviewed by Jules Corriere, sharing her first interactions with her now husband, Don.
We were at college, and Don had a blind date with my sister.
That's true.
And, of course, at the time, I was engaged with someone, but he was stationed in San Diego. And so I didn't think anything about it. So that was the first semester of college. And all I heard from my sister and her girlfriend went with Don's brother, was, oh, they're terrible kissers. And just on and on and on about that. So again, I just put it out of my mind. So anyhow, the guy I was engaged to, we just kind of distance kind of drew us apart. And the next semester, one of my friends from home came down the hall and said, Judy, are you ready to start dating? And I said, well, haven't really thought about it. And she said, well, I can't remember her boyfriend's name. They ended up getting married. She said, he has a fraternity brother that really would like to go out with you. So I agreed, and we went out. I can't remember the couple we double dated with, and went to a movie, and very nice evening. Got back to the dorm, and Don went to kiss me goodbye, and I put my hands up like that, and I said, I don't kiss on the first date. And so we just said goodbye, and I went in the dorm, and he went back to his dorm, and then it just kind of evolved from there.
So how did you ask for help for the second time?
I don't even know if I remember the second time.
You know, that's... That was a long time ago. What happened is...
That was a long time ago.
Well, I'll tell you.
Plus years ago.
We did date again, and she didn't drink either, by the way. So, and our college was in a dry county. So, being a good fraternity group, we would drive about 15, 20 miles to the next county and have after parties there. And I remember taking Judy to this party shortly after we started dating. And what did you order?
I ordered a beer with a Coke. That's the only way I would drink beer, is just pour Coke in it and that camouflage the taste.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. And you know, she never did drink very much, and she doesn't to this day, really. But we dated off and on. I was 2 years older.
Still is.
And so I graduated, went into the Army, and we quit dating. And we weren't dating when I left. And then I decided that I wanted to, after I came back from overseas, I wanted to see her again. So we went back and started dating again and got engaged right away. In March of this year, it'll be 55 years.
As someone in my 20s, spending 55 years with your spouse is hard for me to fathom. It's a beautiful accomplishment and speaks to Judy and Don's commitment to one another. Up next, we have Tim Heron, interviewed by me, speaking about how he first met his wife, Beth.
So here we are. I've moved down here, and I was working at a gym. And when I walked into the gym early on, and I was working all night as a janitor, folding towels and cleaning the building, it was the next morning, and a woman walked out of the chief operating officer's office. Say that four times real fast. And I saw her, and her brows were knit with the cares of her office as business manager, I found out. And her name was Beth Croy. But as she walked out and I saw her, God showed me holy light over her head. If you're familiar with those cylindrical, rounded, you know, things that we used to ride down hills on winter snow, the little circular aluminum. It was the exact sort of thing, except it was light. And so after she walked by, I said to the girl who was working the cash register behind the counter where I was folding towels, and I said, who is that woman and what's her story? And I was told what I've already related. And from what my friend behind the counter said, a lot of men at the gym and from her church were going to be asking her out. And I thought, okay, well, if nobody wins her hand and heart in marriage in 1 year, I'm going to give every guy in the universe that chance. 1 year, guys, listen up. If nobody wins her heart and hand in marriage, I will ask her out based on what God showed me. So a year later, I boldly walk into her office and say, so Beth, how's the dating scene going? And she said, it's not. I've sworn off of it. She'd had a few dud dudes who were being just dudes and wanting only what dumb dudes want. And so she decided, nope. So I said, well, pursuant to that, I'd like to ask you out. And she gave me a big smile and a yes. Of course, she thought I was gay. So she figured I would just be this good, chatty friend to have a meal with. So when we went out and she found out that I was not, that my interest was far deeper than that, it scared her, number one. Number two, she still decided to keep seeing me. I'm weird enough that I was interesting. And then about 3 weeks in, I said, how would you feel if I were to pop the question? And she said, you mean marriage? And I said, yeah, just think about it. No attachment, no strings, you know. And she said, don't even use the M word for months. And I said, oh, so I have to call them umps? And so we kept seeing each other. And about 2.5, 3 months later, we were sitting at her house talking. And all of a sudden, apropos of nothing we were discussing, she turned to me and said, oh, by the way, if your offer is still good, I'd like to take you up on it. I looked at her very cautiously and said, you mean the M word? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, when? And she said, well, I don't want to look like I'm rushing into anything, so how about December? And I said, well, it's pretty much the end of April now. You're worth the wait. And she started announcing to her circle of friends, who were becoming my circle of friends, that we were going to get married in December. And every one of them looked at her and said, Beth, are you crazy? Why not sooner? When we see you two together, we see love around you. So she came back to me and said, all of my friends think that we should get married sooner. And I looked, and very little emotion, I said, well, I'd agree with your friends. So one day at the gym, while I was training somebody on the line of Nautilus equipment, she came and found me and said, Tim, what are you doing October 24th? And I thought, October 24th, that's my twin brother Tom's firstborn child's birthday. And that's also my friend Kevin Klein's birthday. And I said, I can't think of anything I'm doing on that day. It's the day after my birthday. And she said, yes, and you're meeting me at the front of the church, and we're tying the knot.
That's awesome.
It was, and still is. Tomorrow is our 16th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were married in 2009.
Tim is involved in Storytown's radio show, and I can attest that he and Beth are such a lovely couple. They remind me that your spouse is often your best friend, too. Last up, we have Virginia Causey, interviewed by Ann Mason, sharing stories of her first date with her husband, Bud.
Do you remember the first time you went to the Jackson Theater?
Yes.
Did you go there for a specific reason that day?
Yes, my husband, well, we eventually got married, but it was my first date with my husband. He lived beside us for years, and we really didn't like each other when we lived beside each other. Then when he turned, I guess I was 17, and he was 18, and we started dating, and we ended up married. But when we went to Jackson, we were 14, 15.
Okay.
Because he wasn't driving yet.
Yeah. Were y'all able to walk there?
His mother took us down there and dropped us off. And then this guy came in and offered him and one of our friends a dollar and a quarter an hour if they would go help do something. So he came in there and told me that mom was coming back to get me, but that he was going to go make some good money. So he left me. Left me at the theater.
So was it just the two of you, or were you meeting like other friends there, kind of like a couple's
date? It was a couple date. My sister was with me and her friend, and then my husband, or my boyfriend at the time. But we were all four together, and then the two guys left because they were going to make some good money.
How did y'all feel about them?
Well, we were a little bit shocked, you know, and then it was like, well, you know, he's making some money. He might take you somewhere else, you know?
Did you all ever go back to the Jackson for another date?
No.
No.
That was the only date we had there.
Oh.
And it was so sweet, you know, because he bought me popcorn and a drink before he left. And then it was probably, that was when I was 14. It was 3 years later before we really started dating again.
Yeah.
Got serious, got married.
Yeah.
57 years.
Oh. Yeah. Do you perchance remember how much it cost on that first date?
I'm thinking maybe 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cheap.
So, well, because I'm assuming like Bud paid.
Yeah,
so,
Bud did pay for it. He didn't have enough money to pay for that.
So.
And then he left me to go get more money.
Then you have to go get more money. That's all right. I'm sticking ahead.
Yeah, he used to laugh about that. He's like, I'm surprised that you ever came back. No. No, we started dating in November, where he went to a banquet with me at school. And then he came back around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then we started dating, and it was history from there.
That was it. Yeah.
Virginia and Bud were married for 57 years before his passing in 2023. The Jackson Theater, where he and Virginia had their first date, still stands here in Jonesboro. A testament to time. It's beautiful to hear how a first date turns into a second date, turns into a lifetime of love and companionship between two people. A message rings true. Hold your loved ones close and treasure the time that you have with them. That was this month's Voices of the Archive, brought to you by Storytown Radio, a production of the McKinney Center's Story Initiative. The McKinney Center is a place for the arts, from sculpture and painting to music and storytelling. We believe that stories connect folks to each other. That's why the Story Initiative sets out to collect and share the stories of the region. Thank you to the generous sponsors who help make Storytown happen: the Tennessee Arts Commission, McLeod Organics, Trivia with Buds, Gary and Sandy Degner, Terry and Sandy Countermine, Wolf Development, and those wild women of Jonesboro. I've been your host, Nori, and I'll talk to you in the next one.